Good morning. It is July 28th, 2016. The time is 5:42 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside on this Thursday morning, where I'm at the computer desk with the first cup of coffee, which is tasting very good this morning. And the windows are open. Seems like it's a little bit cool. 57 degrees Fahrenheit out. What am I looking out? Overcast. Or else foggy skies again. I think it's overcast. But we could be in store for some thunder showers later in the day. It's supposed to get as high as 90. So we got rain in the forecast. We did get swamped with a storm here earlier in the week. And so the thunderstorms, I thought we'd be getting a lot more thunderstorms than we've had, as far as the way this hot weather. With hot weather, it churns up the atmosphere, but it's been pretty dry. We could use the rain for the corn and out back there, and my tomato plants. We've been watering them. We've been getting the tomatoes are growing very good. They'll be turning red here soon. But anyway, we're ending the month, or coming close to the end of the month here of this month of July 2016. And I got thinking about the NFL football season of 2016 to 2017, which is just around the corner. And I'm getting pretty stoked. I guess I'm starting to see some early signs of the season where people are starting to wear their jerseys. There's news of football. Who's going to lead the NFL in passing touchdowns? Will it be Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Andrew Luck, or from the New York Giants, Eli Manning, a quarterback who never topped the category, but who has recorded the most interceptions in the league on three separate occasions. With the 2016 season tentatively close to kickoff, so it's the 2016 NFL season, okay. Because Super Bowl's in February, so which this past Super Bowl was a good one where the Broncos won over the Panthers. And oddly enough, when the season does kick off on a Thursday, September 8th, the first game will be the Panthers and the Broncos. So that's I'm just looking at the opening schedule here, and I'm pretty excited about that, where that's going to be the opening game. So it's going to be like a rematch of the 50th. Was it the 50th Super Bowl? I think it was. I think it was the 50th. It was, Super Bowl 50. It was the 50th Super Bowl, which was a good one for Peyton Manning, who said that he didn't win it. His team won it. So great quarterback. And I was sort of rooting for him, even though the Panthers, they've got a good team. So they could be on a tear for this season. And we'll see what happens with them this year. So who did the Giants play that first? Oh, they play the Dallas Cowboys that Sunday, September 11th, which will be a good game. That's always a good game right there. So I'm looking forward to the football as we have one more month. You know, baseball's going. I've been watching some baseball, returned to watching baseball, even though I missed the All-Star game. I forgot it was on. But I'm following that. We should be having they're getting down to where the nitty-gritty is as far as who's going to be winning the divisions and also the, wild cards for that. And then looks like either the Yankees or Mets, that's what they're shooting for right now, because I don't think it looks like they're going to win their divisions. So but with that, I guess that's about all I have to talk about this morning. So I'm going to go ahead and leave you with a song from Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc. A good song. You have a good one. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. Peace. Ha ha!
Shabba,